Six cast members, live musicians, and a theater space made to look like a nightclub Fats Waller might have performed in, playing compositions like Carolina Shout. Kristen Warren Jeffrey is with the theater group Shine by JP, focused on getting more local African-American actors on stage or as part of a show crew and spotlighting black playwrights. Jeffrey's also in the cast of Ain't Misbehavin'. She says Fats Waller told his story through music, which the Shine by JP play will also do. There's really no spoken dialogue.
You know, he was having a horrible breakup or in limbo about certain decisions. So you can definitely tell through his music that he was, you know, a human and went through various things, and he was able to express that and make it art.
Ain't Misbehavin' opens at the Dumas Theater this Friday night with additional shows on Saturday night with Sunday matinees for the next two weekends. Robert Jeffrey is the other principal with Shine by JP.
If you really love live music, singing, and dancing, you'd be amazed that cast has worked their tails off in not only learning the songs, but also the choreography.
Thomas Wright Fats Waller died from pneumonia at age 39. Risque patter, witty asides, and amusing facial expressions he used to keep audiences entertained were trademarks. He ran with a famous crowd in Harlem, learning from and influencing the likes of UB Blake, James Johnson, and Duke Ellington. Gene Morano, WFIR News.